Good afternoon, Eastern Washington and fellow Patriots. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of the future Liberty State. And I want to say a thing about that right now. Liberty State has these folks running scared. They are running scared. They know what it means for people to have freedom, and they are running scared. And I'll talk a little bit about that later in the show. Brought to you once again by the Committee to Elect Matt Shea Republican and the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story, the news behind the news. It's not about right or left. It's about right and wrong. About our hope not being in man, but in Jesus Christ. We can't end in prayer. We must also move to action. As Luke 17, 20 through 21 says, "Now having been questioned by the Pharisees as to when the kingdom of God was coming, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed, nor will they say, look, here it is or there it is, for behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst." Or some translations, inside you. Which, by the way, is dominion. This anti-Christian push now by some locally is quite amazing. You know, going against a central doctrine of Christianity that Jesus Christ has dominion over this earth. And through the temple of the Holy Spirit, dominion over us and through us. Very interesting that now, quite literally, people are actually calling for the arrest of Christians. This is real persecution in America right now. And by the way, you know, you can't really have conservative credentials if you're an organization such as the Republicans of Spokane County, which is an organization that purports to be Republican, but their members are doorbelling for progressives this campaign. And on top of that, they apparently are working with some members of Republican leadership, not exactly sure who those folks are, to run opponents against sitting conservatives, myself included. This is exactly what's wrong with America. These people are not, they're not patriots. They actually are working with those people that are trying to destroy this country. And I think that's important to understand, that people are having to choose sides. Some great folks over in Idaho were talking to me a little bit about this, and this is where we're at. This is where we're at. If you believe what you believe, if you believe the Constitution means what it says, if you believe the Bible means what it says, you're already picking a side. And as one fairly famous individual said to me recently, he said, "I just picked sides a long time ago, but the war," and he was referring to personal attacks and fighting against the socialists and their sympathizers. He said, "The war began for me today." Now, he was talking about this last week, actually. And he's right. They're not... Look, there was this quote we like to quote from World War II from Pastor Martin Niemöller. You know, they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't stand up. And they came for the communists, and I didn't stand... Well, wait a minute. What's happening right now in America is they're coming for the patriots right now. They're coming for individual patriots right now. They're coming for individual Christians right now. Started with Baronelle Stutzman. And so an attack on one Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, water-baptized Christian is an attack on all Christians. And we need to stand up now while we still have the opportunity to do so. We need to get our voice out there and allow Holy Spirit to work through us to change the society, then politics is going to follow. But we've got to get out there now. We've got to choose sides. And people are saying, "Oh, that's polarized." It's not. This is for, quite literally, the survival of our republic. Quite literally. There is no middle ground anymore. You're either helping the socialists or you're defending the republic. And it's becoming quite clear who is who. It's becoming quite clear. You can't compromise with evil and say that your cause is righteous, and yet that's exactly what we're seeing happen with a lot of these organizations. I mean, I want you to imagine that. Somebody calling themselves a Republican, doorbelling for a socialist. I want you to, and then how the twisted rationalization and justification for that could be. I want you to imagine that. Because it can't stand. You know, if George Washington were sitting here right now, he would be like, Are you kidding me? What did we all fight and die for? And we were trying to give you freedom, and here you are throwing it away on your compromises and your quest for power and control over individual people. And it's interesting, too, that, you know, in other countries, they see it as stark as this in America. You got pastors in Ethiopia, pastors in Argentina, pastors from Ukraine. They all see it the same way. What are we going to do? In praying is great, but it's got to prompt us to action, as I say always at the beginning of the show. No one single organization or individual is going to change things. It's going to take all of us. It's going to take all of us. And right now, wherever you are, if you're at your home, you're at your job, you're driving truck, you're at your vacation cabin, I would just encourage you to ask yourself this question and the question of your family. What am I doing right now to save the Republic and serve the Lord Jesus Christ? And what is he doing through me to serve other people and expand his kingdom? Think about that. Pray about it. Folks, I'm telling you, I use this platform to inform you, talk about the campaign. But if I'm informing you and nothing's happening, then it doesn't really matter, right? Take an opportunity, pray fast. Take 2-3 days and fast, actually fast. No food. Actually fast and seek the Lord's direction in your life. And for those of you listening that are leaders, take a weekend a month, get away just like Jesus Christ did, and seek his will. Solely seek his will. Because right now, I think the Lord is moving, but we got a portion of the church that's not listening. It's not ready to receive. Hasn't gotten themselves out of the way so he can work through us. It's amazing. Amazing. What a time we're in. And just like Issachar, you can know the signs of the times, but do you know what to do about it? And I'm going to tell you right now that what the socialists fear, what the progressives fear most, okay? What they fear most are educated people who are not just educated, but they know what to do to stop the socialists. That's what they're the most afraid of. They know exactly what to do. Are you one of those people? And that brings us now to your daily intelligence briefing on the international front. Still Kashmir just kind of sitting out there as a flashpoint. Venezuela, as I have mentioned before, the firearms seized from people in Venezuela now being turned against them, and the opposition leaders with death squads, attempts to marginalize the opposition. This is a socialist tactic they always use. They will try to marginalize folks via media, then they will literally try to foment violence against people so that people take the things into their own hands and go after the opposition leaders. That's what they do. And we're starting to see that in America. We saw that with Steve Scalise. We saw that with some of the death threats that have come in, not just at the federal level, but also state level. We're seeing this happen. This is a continual socialist tactic. Also on the international front, a Turkish dogfight with Russia, or at least one avoided very narrowly. Remember, Turkey is a NATO ally, and if you know a war starts with Russia and Turkey, then America could get dragged into it. Also on the international front, coming out of Israel, Hezbollah opens cross-border fire on northern Israel. The IDF has now responded. Remember, I talked to you about how they were canceling leaves. Things were ramping up. Apparently now Hezbollah, al-Quds, and the Iranians are having a strategy meeting about how to do more attacks on Israel. Israel responded at once with airstrikes and heavy artillery fire against the sources of Hezbollah fire in Lebanese villages in the south of Lebanon. Bottom line is, it is continuing to escalate over there in the Middle East. All right, on the national front, a couple things going on that I think are interesting. We have had very recently, so you have people say, oh, you know, this isn't about anybody's beliefs, but what are your beliefs, right? And they're always holding the beliefs as hateful, right? So if you believe in the Bible, it's hateful, okay? Quite literally, if you believe in a core tenet of the Bible, like dominion, in other words, Jesus Christ has dominion, there are now people, in fact, including law enforcement, if you can believe that, who are trying to now say that is hate, a core tenet of Christianity. And by the way, when they do that, it's just exposing who they are, exposing the truth for what it is. The fact that people in this country literally want to see Christians arrested for their belief system. And that is now in the open. All right. Federal Election Commission has no business policing the truth or accuracy of speech of any kind by American citizens on the internet. Okay. This was the former chairman of the FEC last week. This coming to us from the New American Magazine. The FEC is to conduct a symposium this month with the goal of identifying effective policy approaches and practical tools that can minimize the disruption and confusion sown by fake news. Well, how are they defining fake news? Well, it would effectively be government censorship on the web of conservative media outlets leading up to the election. That's how it's defined. Unbelievable. The FEC has no business regulating the internet or browbeating internet platforms to censor American citizens, Goodman insisted. I completely agree with that sentiment. And yet that's exactly what's happening, this Democrat FEC chair. And, you know, I'm sure Trump knows about this by now and is going to remedy this. But the fact of the matter is they cannot compete with our speech. They can't. They can't. They have to use lawfare. They have to try to censor. They have to try to intimidate and bully. My goodness. What do you think is going to happen if you continue to do that? Then we don't have an America anymore. We don't have an independent republic. And yet they're being not just open about it. They're running as fast as they can to try to do this. The people who hate the belief system, the values, tradition, culture, and heritage that have made America great are coming after those values now and calling them hate. Coming after the heritage and calling it hate. Coming after all these things and calling it hate. This is exactly what Jesus Christ said. When they and this is critical to understand this. They are calling good evil, literally, and evil good. We're seeing it happen right before our eyes. Which brings us now into this interesting thing, too, that is occurring where people, we no longer apparently are a country worth defending or our sovereignty isn't. You have Ilhan Omar. This is a congresswoman. A congresswoman who called for UN authority over the U.S. border crisis. In other words, inviting UN intervention in our southern border, completely eviscerating our national sovereignty. Now you have the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, you have the Socialist International, which represent the balance of countries in the United Nations. That statement of inviting UN authority, which is comprised of socialists and Islamists. My goodness gracious, really? Wow. All right. Also on the national front, Google, Amazon, Apple smart speakers carrying on secret surveillance. Well, the founder of a major venture capital firm in Silicon Valley and former executive at Time Warner and AOL believes surveillance is the main objective of these voice-commanded smart speakers. Don't get Alexa. Everybody listening to this show, you don't need Alexa, and you don't need all of the other smart speakers. You don't need them. And this is coming to us again from The New American. First, and this is important to understand again, they are recording your voice constantly, so when you do say something, the speaker will actually turn on, okay? So even though it's off, it's not off, it's always recording because it has to know when you're saying something. Does that make sense? I hope so. The more interesting part about this is effectively your now private speech, you don't own it anymore because they're converting it into data, which they're making a lot of money on so that they can do targeted advertising. But I think it's more insidious than that. If you haven't ever heard of activity-based intelligence, I've talked about it on the show before. Go look it up, activity-based intelligence. It's effectively creating a profile on every individual so that then behavior can be manipulated based on that profile. In other words, they know how you'll react ahead of time. This is not new stuff. I mean, this is over a decade old at least. And as this in the article, it says there have been countless instances of recordings featuring private discussions between doctors, patients, business deals, seemingly criminal dealings, sexual encounters, etc. on top of this. Now, again, modesty as Christians demands that we don't have these things around. But what about our cell phones too? I turned my Siri off on my cell phone because that's what they were alleging was being used as well. And my goodness, the fact that they want to know the intimate details of your life should tell you what their intentions are, right? Because nobody should want to know that. I think that's important. All right. Also on the national front, Trump allies to investigate news reporters. This is coming to us from WorldNet Daily. Allies of President Trump are trying to raise $2 million to investigate reporters and editors who have been campaigning against him through their comments and editorials. I've been suggesting this for 25 years. That journalists need to be investigated. Radio show Rush Limbaugh says. Okay, here's the bottom line. Here's what's happening in America. People are sick and tired of these so-called investigative reporters who are really it's just a smear job for political purposes. People are sick and tired of it. And by the way, a lot of people don't understand. These news outlets will pay people They will pay people to then give them information. Okay, so this isn't just a, you know, above board, you know, thing done for the truth or something like that all the time. No. And so these smear jobs have been going on for so long that finally people are launching their own investigations against who's behind this. This is one of the things we've been reporting on with PJ Media and the direct link between Antifa and Jason Wilson of The Guardian, who's been doing all the hit pieces on me and other people throughout the country. Right. And you're not hearing them talk about it, but that's okay. You hear it here on Patriot Radio and you're spreading it to your friends and family. In fact, they began to attack Patriot Radio because we've been reporting on this. Again, an attempt to try to bully, intimidate, and shut down free speech. Also on the national front, the Marxists do back down. Facebook, let me be more specific, backs down in regards to its censoring of the John Birch Society, the foremost organization fighting communists and socialists in America, by the way. And I'm really, look, I'm beating a drum here, and that's okay. Because people need to understand it. They will literally shut down social media because they know that we're beating them on social media. This is another form of censorship that's happening. And I know most people are sick of it. All right, also on the national front, there's this professor who is coming to us from WorldNet Daily, who wants to, quote, kill all Christians and clock Trump, end quote, now sues. He's a professor. He resigned his position at an Iowa college after threatening to clock President Trump with a baseball bat and bury evangelical Christians, quote, deep in the ground. And he's now reportedly planning to sue his former school. Wow. All right. Also on the national front, this is very, this is a big deal. So the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, which is not known to be super conservative, said that electors cannot be bound by law. In other words, when the presidential election comes up, the people actually don't vote for the president. They vote for the electors who then vote for the president. It's called the Electoral College. It was a check put in the system against democracy. You can go back and read the Federalist Papers and learn about it. But the fact of the matter is that right now, electors were bound by law to vote for whoever won in their state. The National Popular Vote Scheme took that one step further and said, okay, whoever the national popular vote winner is for the country, that those electors would be bound by law to vote for that national popular vote winner, even if that vote winner was not who was the popular vote winner in their state. So think about this. California determines the national popular vote winner nationally. And let's say Idaho doesn't vote, but is part of the compact, the National Popular Vote Compact, they would still have to give their electoral votes and force these people, bind these people to vote for the national popular vote winner. 10th Circuit Court of Appeals says, nope, you can't do that, which effectively eviscerates the national popular vote movement and is a huge victory, actually, for keeping the republic a republic. All right, on the regional front, Liberty State. So Liberty State is a huge grassroots movement now, all over the place. Now, they're trying to paint Liberty State as bad, okay? And to do that, these sympathizers are trying to effectively squelch any free speech via the government, squelch any free speech surrounding Liberty State. Now, there have been some ridiculous claims, you know, people coming out and saying certain things. They're demonstrably not true, and it really kind of is embarrassing that people try to do that. Embarrassing to them because they're not, they haven't read about things and very clearly are not very knowledgeable on it. So One of the interesting things is that the local news media is trying to make this big deal about the county fair, right? Well, and the booth is being allowed at the county fair, and they're trying to turn it into something nefarious. But the fact is, these booths have been at county fairs all over Eastern Washington, the proposed Liberty State, for a long time, actually. And all this is, it's called gaslighting, or in other words, creating a fake, false, totally made up crisis to squelch free speech and to effectively push down dissent. And the people that are sympathizing and are behind it, that's exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. They're lying quite frequently about this. I mean, you know, on things they really don't even need to lie about, by the way, but they are. And Liberty State is countering that with freedom, with the message of freedom. That's why it's becoming so popular. And over 74% support and one. Bottom line, 72% support overall, with over 23,000 people. Everybody wants this. The fact is, a constitution would have to be written and ratified. So all these people out there saying, oh, it's going to be something. They're lying. Straight up lie. Can't happen. It's physically impossible, according to our Constitution, at the U.S. level, at the federal level. So, Liberty State, if you want to get more involved, you can always go to libertystate.org, and there's a presentation up there. It really goes through and refutes conclusively all of the myths. And anybody coming against it really is self-identifying with the socialists, okay? Because most of the folks that I've heard, They really, it's a socialist mantra. All right. Also on the regional front, yours truly got honored, actually, by the Retail Association for a perfect vote record, a positive. You know, there was, you know, a lot of fanfare about it. Anyway, it went out in a press release, but perfect vote record, you know, because we should be defending our small businesses. Also on the local front, very interesting thing happened at the last church at Planned Parenthood. I got a call log, and I'm still trying to verify this, where they said that some folks that showed up in black, whoever is making this comment that was recorded, that there were a bunch of people that showed up in black, and those were Matt Shea's Liberty folks, right? Well, actually, that is completely a lie and totally untrue. And what it was the folks from the Dream Center who are going through the recovery and rehab program there. And the fact that it was in a police call log, I think, is, well, it's a commentary on it in and of itself. All right. Also on the local front, coming up September 14th at the Bonner County Fairgrounds, just outside of Sandpoint is the Freedom Fest, the annual Freedom Fest. A lot of great speakers going to be there. Make sure you show up. Bonner County Fairgrounds, September 14th. And that is the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Thank you to everybody that has been going to Facebook.com/Patriot Radio US. Like the page, share it with your friends and family. And remember, this is a listener-supported show. At Voce.com. Patriot Radio is also on iTunes and Podbean. And thank you especially to the folks that are out there driving truck. Guys, so many downloads. I really appreciate it. And, you know, thank you for all the well wishes with everything going on. And I just want to say something very clear. When you're getting viciously attacked, falsely accused, smeared, and everybody knows it, okay? The thing that God tells us to do in those situations is just stand. Just stand. And as persecution in this country intensifies for Christians, and all those folks that hate Christians really just hate God, and Jesus said that they hated him first and they would hate us. But are we acting as sons and daughters of the living God that he can work through and flow through to help other people? That's the question. All right. My guest today is Dan Happel, former county commissioner, General Paul Vallely's kitchen cabinet member, as well as an expert on Agenda 21. I guess now Agenda 2030, because they keep running out of time, and also an expert on progressive socialism and its history here in America. Dan Happel, it's great to have you on. How are you doing, my friend?
Well, great, Matt, and thank you for having me on. This is a real pleasure and real honor to be on your show.
Well, thank you. And you do your own show as well, and you have been doing this a lot longer than I have. If you could, real quick, tell the listeners about your show and everything you're doing over in Montana.
Okay, sure. I do a program on Tuesday mornings on the Micro Effect Radio Network, and then we rebroadcast on Republic News Network and also on some of the Southern Broadcasting affiliates. That radio program is called Connecting the Dots with Dan Happel, and we've been doing that program now for about 3.5 years, and we really get a tremendous amount of positive support from folks in the area who really like what we're doing. We talk about truthful things that so few of the lamestream media even touch on anymore. And, for example, I had my young friend Benny Wells was on this morning, and he's also your friend.
Yep.
Benny was on this morning, and we were talking about how they've really changed the dialogue. And now, and I listened to part of your dialogue leading into this, they attack you personally because you're a Christian man. You are a man who stands up for what he believes in, and boy, that's a no-no in the progressive world of socialism. Truth is totally beyond the pall of reason, and they don't want anything to do with truth. They call us names. They lie about us. They really want to try to destroy us so that people won't listen to us. And the reality is, they're the liars. They're the ones that are changing the dialogue, and they're doing it because they want to destroy liberty in the United States of America. And all I can say is that we've got to stop these crazy lunatics, because what they're doing to our country is totally destroying everything that we believe in and everything that our founding fathers believed in.
That's exactly right. And particularly, I mean, you start talking about the kingdom of God, you know, and in this is American Christian Network. We talk about that. It's a core tenet of Christianity. And now, quite literally, they are labeling that hate locally. Quite literally, they're going to have this expose on hate based on that. I mean, this is incredible. I mean, the founding fathers would be like, what country are we living in?
Right, exactly. And our whole Constitution, our whole system of government is based on natural law, and that's God's law, and that was all very deeply embedded in our Constitution because of the tremendous Christian faith of literally all of our founders. There were a few that may have not been as strong of believers as others, but without a doubt, they all had a Christian-centered focus. And that is what natural or common law is based on.
So the other day, somebody asked me a question, can there be a Christian socialist? I said, absolutely, there cannot be a Christian socialist, because Jesus Christ abided by the Ten Commandments, and he didn't steal or envy, and those are the basis of socialism. And this guy looked at me like he'd never heard it before. What is your take on this push toward Christian socialism and this idea that there can be, you know, this share everything, steal from one part and give to another, and we can call it Christian?
You know, Matt, what I think is happening is that the evil one is truly using some of our fellow Christians that who are very naive and really don't understand God's law. And they are changing the church in a way that is literally destroying what the church is all about. And that sort of deceit, I know there's things going on with, like, the Southern Baptist Convention. We've talked about this on some of my radio shows, too, where the National Council of Churches, the International Council of Churches, are buying into this socialist paradigm and saying, well, you know, a little socialism is fine. No, it's not. As you say, God's law is based on the Ten Commandments, and there's nowhere that says that some of those commandments are more important than others.
You know, and I'm seeing too the polarization. So there's all these folks out there saying, "Oh, you guys are being polarizing." Well, speaking the truth isn't polarizing in purpose, but it is in effect. And speaking the truth is just what our duty is. And what I'm seeing is on the left, and I hate that, but the socialist side, the Marxist side, they're trying to instigate hate against Christians, demonize Christians. And everywhere in the world we've seen socialists do that, then all of a sudden there's death squads and some really horrible things start to happen. And I know you've spoken to people around the country about this issue. Connect the dots for the listeners on the issue of the demonization that's happening, the polarization that's happening from the Marxists and the socialists, and what the real purpose is behind it and what the history is too.
Mm-hmm. Well, the purpose behind it, obviously, is to destroy the church. A lot of people don't know this, but they should do their own research. Karl Marx was a Satanist. Karl Marx wrote over 100 papers, and the ones that have been published, there's only 10 or so that have been published. In reality, he wrote a lot more than the Soviet Union ever allowed to be published. They got their hands on them, and they've hidden them from public view. He wrote a play dedicated to Satan. This man said very openly that he wanted to destroy humanity, and that humanity was not capable of being the sort of citizens, the sort of people that that should be allowed to stay alive. And he said very publicly that he was going to destroy humanity, and he was going to do it. He was going to destroy the church. And all I can say is when that's the foundation for the mindset of the modern youth in this country, the modern progressive socialists in this country, we've got a real problem, because obviously a man who is an open Satanist is not someone who's going to support the church or Christianity in any way.
A lot of folks try to tell me it's not as bad as you say. There really aren't this. There really isn't this organized, intentional plan in America. It's just hyperbole. You're overblowing it. And what we really need to focus on are these right wing extremists, right? That's the term they use. If you could tell the listeners a little bit about what actually is in existence in America, and connect the dots in that realm too.
Okay. Yeah, it's this plan has been going on for almost as long as our nation has been in existence. The Illuminati, which actually are the group that the insignia for the Federal Reserve on the $1 bill, the all-seeing eye, is an Illuminati sign, and the Illuminati was founded in 1776, which incidentally happens to be the date that's on that pyramid on the $1 bill. The bottom line is that there have been attacks against our Christian foundations literally from the very beginning. They worked diligently. There was a man called Weishaupt, who was a Jesuit priest who had fallen away from the church. And he's the one that formed the Illuminati. And it was intended to destroy Christian and organized religion in the United States and move us into a one-world government system. And that started that far back, 1776. They infiltrated certain sects of the Masons. They infiltrated certain parts of the Catholic and other churches, and they were very definitely part of the French Revolution. If we go back to as far as the French Revolution, Robespierre and the group that were taking everyone to the guillotine, many of those folks were part of that group that was known as the Illuminati. So this is almost as old as our founding of our country. In fact, it really is as old. And if people don't believe that this is the real deal and that we're literally in a fight for our very existence as a Christian nation, they need to start reading a lot more, because there's all kinds of information out there that will bear out what we're talking about, Matt. We are literally in, I think, in the end times. If we don't pull this out, if we don't start honoring God the way we intended, our founders intended, we are going to lose this country. And if we lose this country, it will be the last best hope for humanity will be gone, and I don't know if it'll ever come back.
Let's talk about that, because there was a book called Proofs of a Conspiracy by Robeson that was actually given to George Washington. So that is a historic fact, that that book existed, and Robeson was trying to expose what was going on at this time. And there's yet a lot of people who hear that word and, you know, they're immediately like, well, this is a conspiracy theory. That can't be true, right? Well, what are the historic facts that have borne this out? And then how is this translated into the socialist movement in the modern era?
Well, it's been borne out because there have been exposés. They were not intentional, but there were exposés at various times in the world history that showed what was going on. The there was a during the French Revolution, there was a officer who was carrying a message that was caught and actually exposed the fact that the Illuminati were deeply involved with the French Revolution. There have been these sorts of activities going on right along. You know, the Fabian Society in England is a society that was actually created as a way of implementing socialism on a less violent way than was intended under communism. And the Fabian Socialists had some pretty terrific representatives. They had George Bernard Shaw was part of the original Fabian Society. There have been people who have been very deeply involved in our government really for at least the last 100 years, who have been proven to be promoters of socialism. The Ford Foundation, the during the 1950s, when they had the expose of the big foundations and how they were influencing education in our country, it was called the Reese Commission. It was Congressman Reese, I believe he was from Kansas, had this was given the task of investigating the big foundations and finding out how the money that they were pumping into education was being used. Well, they found out, and it was right in their own records, that the whole idea of the foundations putting money into education was because they were trying to harmonize the United States and the communist Soviet Union so that we could be melded together into a one-world government under guise of socialism or communism. That is a historical fact. G. Edward Griffin exposed that, and that's there's a number of DVDs and books out there about that. This is the sort of thing that's been happening right along, and the fact that the progressive socialists are so open in talking about now that they're part of democratic socialists of America is an indication that they finally feel that they can openly talk about something that they've kept under wraps for 100-plus years.
That was a perfect history in a very short amount of time, too. And I want to now shift to where we are in America. Where do you think we're headed as a country, if you could connect those dots as well?
Well, I think as a country, we've got to start making some hard choices. I do believe that the shrillness and the animated way that the progressive socialists are fighting against all people who believe in traditional Christian and traditional representative government are exposing themselves. They've become so shrill and so outspoken about everything that I think even the most asleep average Americans are starting to realize that there's something really going on. We are not in the 11th hour. We are in the 11th hour and 55th minute of this time frame. And we've waited a long time, Matt, to really react. But Americans are always slow at reacting because we feel confident, we feel comfortable in our system of government. But I think now people are starting to realize these people are almost in control, and we've got to start fighting back. And I believe that we're actually finally starting to get win some of these battles and gain some headway in battling against these progressive socialists. I hear people talking today in ways that two or three years ago you would never have heard them be so outspoken about what they see happening in this country. So they are waking up. It's a matter of now we need to get people to be active. We need people to get involved. We need people to reach in their pockets and support conservative groups, because we can't run on no money when all these guys like the Soros-funded groups are getting tons of money to fight us. We need to make sure that people understand they've got to commit themselves to this battle, and the only way that's going to happen is if they really, truly say, okay, it is my time. We waited long enough. Now we need to be involved.
That's right. And we do need to be involved. I'm seeing a lot of folks wake up. I'm seeing some millennials actually coming around as well. Mm-hmm. What do you think is the greatest threat right now that people should know about to the Republic? I mean, you know, there's so many that are out there, but what, you know, people want to focus effort. What do you think the greatest threat is, and where should people be focusing their effort?
Well, I think that the greatest threat we have right now is a lack of understanding by the common man that the same globalists, the same ultra powerful groups that are controlling the left are also controlling the right. And we need to understand that we're in a battle against, really a battle between good and evil. And we need to understand that the global perspective, global socialism, is probably one of the scariest thoughts we can have, because the United States is the last best hope for the world, because we were a free constitutional republic. And they are literally on the verge of collapsing that constitutional republic. And if we go, so goes the rest of the world. And I can tell you, there will be no freedom under their plan. There will be no property. There will be nothing, but you will be controlled from cradle to grave by the state. And it's time to get out of the UN. it's time to openly start talking about globalism as the evil, horrible thing that it is, because there's nothing but communism and socialism behind it. And Matt, you know this, the definition of the difference between a communist and a socialist is that a communist is a socialist that's in a hurry. That's the only difference. They all end up in the same place, and that is total control of everything about us, everything we do, eat, smell, hear, sleep, eat, you know, you name it. Everything about our existence will be controlled from cradle to grave.
Cultural Marxism, well, actually, Chapter 2 of the Communist Manifesto, Marx says very clearly that the abolition of religion and morality is his goal. And we touched on this earlier. But we really are seeing cultural Marxism try to drive out the best things in America. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the question always comes up, well, isn't the church supposed to be defending that? What is your message out there to pastors right now that might be listening to Patriot Radio?
You know, we need a new black robe regiment. Understand that in the time of the Revolutionary War, the pastors were actually the ones who stood the most strongly for freedom. And they understood that the message of the Bible was for a free people under God that were able to control their own destiny. And that was not the case under George, under King George. So the pastors of the Black Robe Regiment stood up, and they were the ones that actually led much of the revolutionary, fervor in this country. And they were, many times, they were pastors, they were officers within the Revolutionary Army, within the Continental Army. And those are the kind of people we need. We don't need pastors who are more worried about losing their 501c3 tax exemption than they are about talking about truth. Who cares if we lose our tax exemption and keep our liberty? If we lose our liberty and keep our tax exemption, that is the end of the church. It's just that simple.
All right. In the last couple of minutes we have, if you could tell listeners where they can go to find out more about Connecting the Dots, and also where they can just send you questions and read some of the articles you post.
Sure. Matt, what we've done, I've got a website. It's called danhappel.com, and that's spelled H-A-P-P-E-L, danhappel.com. And on that website, we've got somewhere around 250 radio shows archived on that site. We also talk about, I've got a number of different writings. I've got videos that I've done on Agenda 21. So we've got things on that site. I really welcome people to come to that site. Excuse me. Take a look at what we have up there, because we have people from literally every walk of the freedom movement, from pastors to Agenda 21 people to people on technocracy to people on the changes in the medical system. I've got people on there like Bill Bigtree. I've got almost a limitless number of really wonderful guests that were on my radio shows. That archive, you can go to it, you can click on any show you want and listen to it at any time. And if you're interested, you can download it onto your phone and you can take it with you so that you can hear those programs in your car or as you travel around the country. So we've tried to make the social media aspect of this really easy, and we really welcome people to come to our broadcast and learn more about what we're trying to tell people about Connecting the Dots.
Great. Dan Happel, Connecting the Dots, just thank you for everything they're doing and keeping up the fight there in Montana and all your support over the years as well. Be blessed, and I look forward to having you on again sometime soon.
Well, Matt, I thank you very much, and I have to tell your listeners, you're one of the true patriots we have in this country, and God bless you, and God bless all the work that you do. And I will, anytime you want me on your show, I'll be more than happy to join you.
Sounds good. Dan Happel, and maybe we can get you on ACN sometime. We'll see. I don't know.
Anytime you want. I'm ready. I we're in the end times right now. If we don't stand up and fight now to preserve our liberty, we're going to lose them. And so I'm with you on this. We need to, if it takes an extra hour here and there to do these things, we need to make that choice.
Amen. Amen. I completely agree with you. All right, Dan Happel, with Connecting the Dots, also an expert on Agenda 21 and the history of progressivism in America. You can check him out at Dan Happel, HAPPEL.com, danhappel.com. And do go to the site. Send him a note that you heard the radio show to. Just give him some encouragement. Sometimes I do get a little, Montana's a good state. It is. With the fight going on in Washington, though, we've got to fight it here. So, anyway, I really want to encourage everybody tonight. You're praying with your family. Get together with your family. You're praying. What are you doing to expand the Lord's kingdom? What am I doing to expand the Lord's kingdom? And have I gotten myself sufficiently out of the way so he can work through me? Am I engaging in regular prayer and fasting? If I'm a leader, am I actually going away like Christ did to the mountain, and really seeking his will and what needs to happen? That is what will change things, not only in the church, but in the body of Christ as a whole. This is Matt Shea. Thank you once again for joining me on Patriot Radio today. May God bless all of you, and may he truly make this generation the greatest one.